Friends.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're all friends here.
Hello.
Hello.
We're on two mics right now.
Yes, we are. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the best podcast you've ever heard.
Me too.
In your life. Except for all the much better ones.
I hope this is going to work.
This is going to work.
We've done two sound checks and I think we got it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're on some hope and prayers right now, I think this is going to be improved.
Well, we're praying anyways.
Yeah, so hopefully this is finding you
in
better sound quality.
Yeah, I hope so. For your better sound quality for your ear holes to enjoy.
We're trying very hard.
Thank you for those of you that
sticking it out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, okay, so here we are. And today we're going to talk about a bunch of nothing. And
just
a bunch of random shit. We just came here to bullshit. So, first thing on the agenda is, I wanted to ask Maddie, how adamant are you that you think the Earth is round?
I guess I'm not, I haven't looked into, like, the conspiracy theories, or, like, done a ton of research.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't search stuff like this out, but every single time that I open my phone to TikTok, it's flat Earth.
You're on flat Earth TikTok.
And I don't know why. Like, I don't look it up.
I'd be finding how to get off of that.
No, because I went deep.
I'm about to sway you on why people...
First of all, I want to say that I am not educated enough to know anything about a round Earth or a flat Earth. The Earth
likewise.
Is round to me my whole life because that's what I've been taught in school and everything. So it's like, that's you, obviously. Like,
yeah.
You've always been taught that the Earth is round. Okay,
right.
So same. So if you were to ask me before I went down this rabbit hole, I was like, the Earth, just like you, the Earth is round.
Yeah,
okay, then I'm like, well, why the fuck do people think that the Earth is flat?
Yeah, why?
Okay, so, first of all, this is, Should you give a trigger warning when you talk about religion?
No, I don't think so. I think it's okay.
Anyways. Well, this is also religious. So, like, you're not a religious person. Like, this
might not convince you.
Sense to you. You're probably like, you're a fucking idiot. Which I'm not saying, like, I'm not a flat earther.
Right.
Like, I don't fucking know.
You're just on flat earth TikTok.
And these are points brought to you.
But
after I did all this, Austin came home and I was like, have you seen this? And he was like, oh, really? Do you really think the Earth is flat? Which I don't, but I was
right.
Like, no, but, like, you should, like, listen to this. And so he did. And then he was like, these people almost have me convinced. But it's insane, like, once you get into it, how many people, like, even famous people.
Right.
Like people that other people look up to.
Well, like, don't you think if you went in the opposite direction, you could find, like, just as much
information?
Yeah, so
I did that, too. I really don't want people to think that I'm a flat earther.
Okay, so you have both points.
Even though, this is what I was saying, though, is if it came out, like, down the road, that the government was like, yeah, we just been landed this flat, like, I would not be like, oh, my God.
But wouldn't that
I would have never guessed. Oh, my God. Like, it would not shock me. Like, I'd be like, okay, well,
like, but are there countries that just, like, they're like, the Earth is flat? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because then wouldn't that involve, like, all countries, like, lying, like, agreeing on something to lie about?
Which you can, if you're going down the rabbit hole, like, you're going to research it, like, yeah, you can find people talking about it from all over the world.
Right.
Like, it's like a, especially if you're a Christian, so let's get back to it.
Okay,
so in Genesis 1:7, this is not, like, word for word. I've not read the Bible. This is from Google.
Okay.
I'm not,
there's like a million versions of the Bible and scripture too.
So basically, Genesis 1:7 says, so God made the firmament, which is like a dome. If you don't know what that means, think of like a dome. So God made a dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters above the dome. So this dome, which is Earth, is water on top, water on bottom.
Right.
So, and we're the dome in the middle. And this is what it says in the Bible. So if you take that literally, this is how that goes. If that is literal and there's water above us, there's no outer space. Outer space would not exist. Supposedly, you cannot exit the firmament. You cannot leave. So anything, so the people that believe this basically believe that any photographs that you can look up of space and of other planets or anything, they're all fake.
That's just weird to me.
But it's like, why would the government lie?
But like, you can
like what is the benefit of telling everyone that the Earth is round and that there's outer space and this and that and the other?
Yeah, and also like when I hear dome, I think like rounded.
Right. So basically, know? It's like the bottom is flat, the Earth is flat.
Oh, okay.
And like, we live in a bubble.
Okay. Right.
This is where flat Earth comes in this sense. So. Yeah. So that's where they get that Earth is flat. Like.
That's just weird to me.
So, a firmament refers to a vast solid dome created by God that divided the sea. Okay, so then it's like the sky would be water.
Yeah.
And then the sun and the moon are inside of the firmament.
Okay.
And the Earth does not rotate. Like, because we know that the Earth is round and it rotates around the sun.
Yeah.
The sun and the moon rotate within the firmament. And that's how we get night and day.
Weird.
So,
I'm not sure about it.
Rainbows?
Yeah.
So, they're saying rainbows, like reflections, like sunsets, or they're saying these would only happen if double rainbows is whatever.
Right, which I think all rainbows are double rainbows.
Right, like, the second rainbow is inverted, as in a mirror. So that would only happen if it was reflecting off something, which would be the firmament.
Right. I'm just confused, so like, why this means the Earth is flat, though.
So then it goes into that would eliminate outer space. There is no space, if that was true. So here's some proof that the Earth is actually round.
Okay.
Because I don't want people to think that I'm a flat earther, but like, if you listen to these people like me, like, I'm not trying to convince you.
Yeah.
I just thought this was like so interesting that people
really.
I don't care. Like, either way, like, it is what it is. What does it
make a difference?
Like, it doesn't make a difference to me. Like, life is gonna be what it is, even if the Earth is flat. Like, I don't fucking care. So it's like, I'm not trying to convince you, but these people who are trying to convince you are convincing.
Right.
Like, they really are. Like, if you watch the video, so time zones.
Okay.
Like, if the Earth just was flat, we didn't... Hey, why are you disturbing me?
Didn't we just make this time zone? Yeah, but, like, because, like, you know how we do, like, daylight savings and shit? Like, they don't do that in every state.
So I guess it is,
you know?
But I guess more
like, isn't that just to keep things light?
In some parts of the world, like, it's dark when it's light. Like, if the Earth was flat, how's that possible? But from what I just said...
Because if the Earth is round, that's why.
Like, if it's so big...
I'm not a scientist.
Me neither. That's what so confusing. What? And then obviously, like, photographic evidence... Like, there are pictures, but then people are saying that
the pictures aren't real, just like how people don't know, if, like, some people don't believe that we actually went to the moon or not.
So, I was telling you this earlier, like, the constellations, like, they don't change, but, like in Australia, like, the constellation Orion, which I don't know what that is, but Orion is, like, flipped upside down in Australia.
So we would see it one way,
and then in Australia, like, they're seeing it in the same, but it's, like, flipped.
Okay.
So that wouldn't happen.
Right. If the Earth is flat.
The Earth was rotating. Right.
Oh.
No.
If they're seeing it from a different angle as us because it's round.
Honestly. But I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, that is. Like, I can't believe you're a flat Earth TikTok.
That's like me either.
That is so funny.
Because that's all gonna see for like
you have to watch other videos.
I'm gonna have to. What happened?
Like avoid them.
Like after I was like, I literally wrote 2 pages of notes.
That's so funny.
About flat Earth. So I purposely went and was searching for different kinds of videos so that to get my algorithm off that.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's so funny. And then sometimes I get on like a TikTok that I really like I think I've already said this in an episode, but like I'm obsessed with Dive Talk. But then sometimes I can't freaking get back on it. I'm like, what is happening?
Really?
Where did they go?
I guess, but then it's like too much.
Well, my freaking too much right now is damn JoJo Siwa.
Okay, I do see a lot of JoJo Siwa, but mine is a little different than yours. But I cannot stand her.
Mine are like mainly like red carpets and like parodies.
Yes,
and stuff.
Like red carpets. No, but I see her.
Okay,
like,
I don't follow her.
Like, I see her like normal thing. And then I guess she has a podcast now because who doesn't?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and she talked. That's what that whole thing on the red carpet when she was like, let's spice things up.
Oh,
she's talking about her podcast.
Yes, they said, dream guest on your podcast.
She's like, let's spice things up.
One of my exes. She's so millennial coded, which I'm saying that as a like Gen Z / millennial. Like,
but then I see what you're saying, which is everybody shitting on her rebrand.
I don't think it's going the way she thinks.
Why would she think that would go good?
Like, she thinks her rebrand is giving Slave for You, Britney, and Bangers, Miley. Like, I saw her say that in an interview. And it's giving pro wrestler / Kiss. Like, it's, like, to me, like, Slave for You, Britney.
I don't see Miley or Britney.
Like, either. That's what her goal is. Like, she said, they asked her about her rebrand. And she was like, you know, I'm just really going for, like, Britney, Slave for You, Miley Cyrus, Bangers. I'm like, those girls were, like, sexy in their videos. Like, you don't look sexy. You look like a pro wrestler. Like, nobody sees you in that makeup. And
but
like,
she still looks like a child to me.
Yeah.
She still looks like a child to me.
It's weird. And I know, like...
And then it's like, what is the way she's like, oh, I've done some bad things. Like, what? You live at home with your parents and you brag about it on the internet.
I think she moved out.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen that. I think so. I think she's on her own now.
But it's like, what have you done that's
literally
bad?
Have you... Your girl Tana made a video and she was like, do you ever think she's like, popped a perk 30? And,
But did you see
JoJo screenshotted the video or like sent the video back to Tana?
Yeah,
and
because
was like,
she went on someone's podcast because James Charles texted her and was like, do you care if I make fun of you in this video? And she was like, honestly, like, yeah, whatever.
Like, no, it's
but
not
then
a
she
idea.
Was like, I thought me and Tana were friends and she just did it.
But like, I'm just here to say,
like, I don't think her and Tana were actually friends.
Well, they were like friendly.
Friendly and friends is different.
Tana had her on a podcast.
Someone in public.
Like,
but
the thing for me is Tana is not gonna be JoJo. Like, Tana and Trisha are super close right now, and Tana is a clean boundary apologist, and Tana's not gonna stand for that.
No.
So I'm just like, when it comes down to like JoJo and Trisha, she's gonna pick Trisha every time.
Yeah.
And so I feel like she didn't give a fuck to make fun of like JoJo because she doesn't want to be JoJo's friend.
And that's another thing with it. Who's not making fun of her?
Yeah,
even
it's
her friends
kind of crazy.
Are texting her, like, do you care if I make fun of you? Do you care if I shit on you?
Did you see the music video, actually?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen, like, clips.
I didn't watch the music video, unfortunately.
I guess I should.
It's interesting.
I guess I should.
It's interesting.
I don't really want to.
I saw Abby Lee react to it.
Take away from my life and my mental
It will. It takes, like, 3 minutes of your life that you honestly just are better keeping.
But since we're on this... What do you think about Bobby Aldo?
Okay. When she first started...
Do you think she's a plant? How is she not? Did she sell her soul?
Well, the thing is everybody thought she just kind of came out of nowhere.
But I was watching her on Mom Talk for a while before that.
She's
on TikTok, but none of these other TikTokers...
She must have got an agency. She must have got signed with an agent.
I guess they just saw her and thought this is it.
I would assume she had to pitch herself and try to get an agent.
I don't think her interview style is that great.
No, it's weird.
It's weird.
But it does go along with like that's the kind of videos. Like when I found her on Mom Talk, I didn't follow her personal account. I only followed like the Bobby account, and it was just her and her husband
being awkward and weird, which I knew that was her thing, is to be awkward and weird. But
I don't get it.
Her
really,
interviews are like, I don't know. And then sometimes as it goes on, I think she's finding it hard.
I think they're getting bad. Yeah,
because she can't stay.
Like at
because
first,
some of these people, who was it that she interviewed? That who was it?
Was it a girl or a boy?
No, it was a man. Was it Austin?
Maybe it was.
Or someone else. She was interviewing him, and he literally flipped it around and made her like so uncomfortable. Like, she could not
Like, you could
character.
Tell she couldn't play her character.
Yes.
It almost seems like her character, it's not...
And I thought like, that was his plan.
I don't know if she knows her character well enough to keep it up. Like, because when I think about not, like, because obviously I don't like Colleen Ballinger anymore, but when I think about her and, like, her Miranda character, she does Miranda so good. She knows who Miranda is.
Yes.
And she could play Miranda solid without ever breaking character.
Not, like, this is not, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Why do you not like Colleen Ballinger?
You don't know?
No.
Okay, so she had a bunch of stuff come out where she was in group chats with minors as an adult, and she would group chat minor
Doesn't
fans.
She have, like, three kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And saying what?
All sorts of stuff, asking them about if they've lost their virginity.
For her own sick, what the fuck?
Okay, I will say
How
this.
How have I not seen this?
I will say this about Colleen. She's very immature.
Yes, obviously.
I think that she was thinking of herself, not to make excuses for her, because obviously that's extremely inappropriate. Like, she was just having inappropriate conversations with minors. She had them, like, told them all to, like, put a tampon in their mouth and take a picture of themselves and send it to her. Just, like, very weird conversations. But this is what I will say. I think that she was thinking of them as peers and not as
like
children.
Like, her mentality is not where it should be.
Right.
How old is she?
She's well in her 30s.
We used to watch her in her 30s.
Yeah.
I used to really like Colleen.
And we used to think she was...
It is weird. It is odd.
But, like, you know, we used to watch Fred.
Yes.
Okay, but even now, like, I've seen videos of him watching himself, and he's, like, cringing.
But that's
right.
me. Like, my kids are watching Fred, I'd be like, ugh.
Oh, and it goes deeper. She also was, like, her brother, who she knew, was known to have inappropriate conversations with minors, also be kind of, like,
wait,
I don't know that he's a pedophile.
But
her brother, and she had him... Also, he had group chats where he was talking to fans. And she would, like, include him in videos. Like, they were doing it together, really. But, like, she would still include him in videos and kind of put him in a place where people would be like, oh, my God, Colleen's brother. And then he was, like, messaging and having inappropriate conversations with minors. She also sent a pair of her underwear to, like, a fan when he was, like, 15 years old. And he was, like, working and helping her run her Miranda Sings account, and he had made like a post that didn't do very good. I forgot what it was.
No, I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah, and then it came out too, because like her and Trish always thought they were friends. They did that oversharing podcast together. She found out that Colleen was having viewing parties of her OnlyFans at her house to make fun of her.
Like Trish's OnlyFans?
Yes. Like, had her friends come to her house, watched her OnlyFans on their TV to literally make fun of her. And she even sent...
So fucked up. How are you gonna make fun of her? She's literally so fucking rich.
Like, hello? And then one of her friends, Corey, took a picture. Like, he was holding his phone with a naked picture of Trisha on it. And Colleen took a picture of him and, like, Trisha's naked body. And she sent that in the group chat with minors in it. Like, it was sharing... Yes, sharing Trisha's nudes, basically, with minors. And, like, to make fun of her. And Trisha, when she found out, she didn't know about, like, the minor part.
Right.
But when she found out that she had heard that Colleen was having these viewing parties and making fun of Trisha's OnlyFans, well, she confronted her. She was like, hey, are you doing... Like, have you ever done this? Did you do this? Like, please just tell me. Like, I understand that you could have done something, like, weird and, like, fucked up and, like, if you want to be my friend now, like, that's fine. Like, just tell me if you were doing that. Because, like, what the fuck? And Colleen was like, no, what the hell? Like, that's fake. Those are all lies. And
wait, then, she just denied it?
Yeah. And Trisha's like, I gave her multiple opportunities to just tell me. Because I wanted to be her friend. But, before everything came out. So I guess she was just saying, you know, like, I've done, like, mean girl shit in the past. Like, I get it. Like, just tell me. And, Colleen completely denied it. Obviously, they're not friends anymore. So Colleen's basically, I mean, she dropped off the internet for a few months and she's come back. I don't know her and her husband have a podcast.
Well, I used to see her all the time.
I didn't think anything of it because, like, I don't really, keep up with stuff.
I used to watch her vlogs.
Yeah, I used to watch her when she would come up.
Yeah. There's, like, stuff of her doing, like, weird things on stage with, like, during her tours of Miranda, like, spread a girl's leg that was, like, wearing a dress, like, on stage. And the girl said it, like, made her super uncomfortable, like, just very weird, inappropriate things. And then she came out when she made her apology video. She came out and she played a song with a ukulele and sang that song. Yeah, and was like, basically was just like, I'm not a weirdo or pedophile, like, I'm just immature. Like, took no accountability, just basically said, like, you guys are overreacting. She called it the gossip train or something, the toxic gossip train. And just basically said, like, everything was fake, even though there's lots of proof. But JoJo stands up for Colleen. They've been friends since JoJo was a minor. And I always thought it was weird.
That's weird, a weird relationship that y'all have.
I thought it was weird that JoJo and Colleen were friends, but then I thought that maybe they were, like, family friends and had known each other for a super long time. But apparently that's not the case.
That's so super.
Because I always wondered about their friendship. Like, how is this 30-year-old woman friends with a 12-year-old? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. But, and Trisha's always been very, like, Trisha obviously is a minor with her a lot. So she's always been very vocal, like, about not talking to minors, not being friends with them. Like, even when Tana was a minor, she never wanted to be in videos with her.
Yeah,
like,
because
she's just like, you're a kid. Like, there's no reason we should be making content together.
Right.
Obviously, now Tana's in her mid-20s, Trisha's
so
whatever.
Different.
But, yeah, because at first, like, people were like, oh, are Tana and Trisha, like, do they like each other? But they always liked each other. Trisha was just like, you're like a kid. There's no reason for me to make videos or content with you or ever be alone with you.
Which is very
true. Right, and so... But yeah, so that's the whole Colleen thing. But JoJo has done interviews and just said, like, Colleen's never been weird with me or anything. I love Colleen. Colleen's great. And so I just think, like, yeah, that's just unforgivable.
Wait, Tana says that?
No, JoJo.
Oh, JoJo.
Yeah, so then when Tana made that video making fun of JoJo, and then JoJo's like, what? Like, I think it's because Tana's like, I don't care to be your fucking friend. You literally stand up for Colleen. And she's clearly friends with Trish.
Trish.
So,
but that's what I was saying.
But that's
the
Colleen.
JoJo considers them friends when they're just friendly.
Right.
They're like, oh,
yeah, like I said, she had JoJo on the podcast before all that. Right. They had Matt Rife on their podcast when he acted like he didn't even know Brooke the whole time. So, like you said, I mean, you've guessed on the podcast.
I wouldn't even be able to not say anything.
No, and then when I thought it was, like, a weird interview, but then when I watched back, like, knowing that, it's so funny.
I was gonna say, I didn't know when I saw it, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then I saw, after that, I saw where they did a podcast together where they were literally just shitting on him because he's a dick.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, and they just went on tour, Tana and Brooke did, and Brooke flew out all of his ex-girlfriends he was dating at the same time.
She went too far. I think it's hilarious.
I thought it was cute.
But then people were saying, like, honestly, though, she did that, and you're like, yes, get it, girl, but then all his friends are like, you banged all those girls.
Yeah, literally.
Oh,
like, look at that lineup. That's great.
You just literally got him so much clout because all these girls are so hot.
But I don't think that his ticket sales are going very good anymore. Like, he was doing, like, two shows a night.
He's also being insanely offensive.
Yeah.
The thing is,
he's a comedian.
Like, yes, but when you're a comedian, but I feel like almost his target audience is almost women.
Well,
somewhat.
It's weird because
but
he didn't think
weird.
So, but his jokes
but
say
then,
otherwise.
Right, but what I'm saying is when he says these offensive things about women and half of his fan base leaves, of course his fans are not doing well. Like,
right.
Some things are funny and some things are like, you can't say something.
It's weird because it's... Yeah, it's like his
or
fan base is women.
You have to be careful how you approach something.
But it doesn't seem like that's his target audience, so...
Not anymore.
It would have worked out better.
But I feel like
for
it was just because women think he's hot.
Yeah.
Like, women think he's sexy, so it's
right.
Like, oh, yeah, he's a great comedian because you don't even know what the fuck he's saying. He's just like,
and you're like,
yes,
I can be.
So funny.
That's funny.
So glad I spent $400 on this.
Gosh. But yeah, I don't think he's doing so hot anymore after that.
I don't even care. Like, I did kind of think he was funny, but then it was like, I don't really think he's that.
I like his audience. Interactions.
Like, not that he did this, like, I don't really know or care, but I feel like there's just, like, everyone is a comedian now.
Yeah.
Everyone is a comedian now, and I'm sorry, but some people are just not that naturally funny.
No, Aaron loves stand-up, and sometimes I'm
like,
what is this?
So, I think some of it's funny, but I cannot do it if it's bad. And not everyone is, like, naturally funny. You can't just, like, It should, I don't know, it should not be that hard for you to be funny.
Right.
And I feel like if you have to put in that much effort to be funny, then this is not for you. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, you need to work hard because you're going to make that your job, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. You can't, yeah.
Not everyone is a comedian. Especially if you're successful in other ways. Just leave that alone.
Right.
Not anyone who are good at it.
Do that.
Like, you don't have to do that. You have other things to do. And that kind of is like, I don't really consider Brooke Scoville a comedian.
No.
But she definitely considers herself one.
She does?
She calls herself a comedian.
But she doesn't do stand-up.
No, but I've, like, seen her call.
Is she, like, being sarcastic?
I don't know.
I feel like I don't know.
I'll have to find a video and send it to you, because I've seen several. But I'm like, do I think she's funny? Like, I like their podcast. I'm not going to listen to it. It's not on
Bunny. Jelly Roll and Bunny just did an episode.
Oh my God, I want to listen to it.
I was surprised that, like, Jelly doesn't, you know, Bunny does pod swaps a lot, but it's not often that Jelly's included, so I'm excited. Yeah, so it'll be cool.
That will be cool, I'm excited, because I love them.
But I am shocked when I saw Tana said they made over $1 million on the cancel tour, which I knew they had sold out a lot of shows, and they added second
dates.
Yeah, or like second, like they would do two shows in one day.
Yeah.
But I did not think that they would pull in that much money.
Did you imagine?
No. Which it looked exhausting and draining. Like, kind of by the, like, I know, like, they got a couple day breaks, and Brooke would be on TikTok, and she'd be like, we've been touring for seven days straight, doing two shows a night.
Yeah. Well, and then they're, like, living in a bus.
Yeah. So.
Maybe.
Yeah, right?
Maybe.
But all their Bucky's hauls.
Oh, my God. Literally.
But over $1 million, I was impressed. I did not think they were making that much money doing that.
Even they,
I think it was, like, a three-month tour. And she said it came from mostly merch. But, okay, I had something else to bring up, because I'm on the Octopus TikTok right now with that family in Oklahoma.
This is so, like, interesting.
I know, I think it's so cool.
Wild,
this family in Oklahoma, their son was, like, obsessed with octopuses, and they were just like, okay, like, we don't really know if this is even possible, but, like, they bought him a tank, and that was the first TikTok I saw. And they gifted him the tank, and he just started bawling. And they're like, we don't even know if we can get an octopus. But, like,
aww,
here's a tank. Like, we're going to try.
That's so sweet, though.
It was the sweetest video. And then I even thought, like, this is always my thought process on TikTok. If I see something I like, I'm like, I just have to go watch a bunch of their videos. I can't follow them. Because I swear, once I follow somebody, I never see their stuff. But then they came back on my For You page. They got their octopus, Terrence.
Terrence.
Isn't that cute?
Yes. It's like the whole thing reminds me of
So cute. And then they, I guess you can only get octopuses, like, from the wild.
Yeah.
And so they didn't know when they got this octopus that it already had eggs, like, attached. Like, I guess they attach them, like, under them, and they had been fertilized. So they got the octopus. It acted totally, like, playful and normal and whatever for, like, 2 months. And then they realized it was acting weird, and that's when it found its eggs. And they didn't know if the eggs were actually, like, fertilized or not, or viable, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they were cleaning the tank one day, and they saw one, and they held up to light, and they were like, okay, yeah, they are. They ended up with 50 hatchlings. So they have a whole nursery with 50 baby octopus.
That's so awesome.
But they're, like, they're trying to figure out how to feed them and how to care for them, but they've had a lot.
What do they eat?
I think they eat shrimp.
Sure. Yeah, okay, because that's what I was seeing.
Yeah, because apparently they found, like, a doctor that is, like, really into reptiles and raised reptiles, like, his whole life. He's, like, in his 80s, I think, or 70s.
Yeah.
And he found out about their story and was local to them and reached out, and so he's been helping them. And I think he bought them, like, a week's worth of, like, baby octopus food. I'm pretty sure they got them shrimp.
That's really cool, though.
So they're just right now, I guess, because they're, like, obviously we can't have 50 octopus. So they're just trying to nurse them to help large enough to transport. Because I guess they can't put them back in the wild, and they can't put them in aquariums due to, like, introducing different bacterias and microbes. So they'll kind of just have to be pets. But obviously it's not very common or easy pet. And they only have, like a year and a half lifespan. So then it's also kind of like a sad pet to have, because I feel like they're so smart and intelligent. You would just fall in love with it.
One of the smartest creatures.
I think you're right. And then so imagine you just like fall in love with this pet and it's only going to live for like 2 years if you're lucky.
But maybe if they
I know.
Didn't you say like that's like in captivity?
Or like
in the wild?
Because in the wild, they'll just die, like, protecting their eggs. Like, they won't leave their eggs at all, so they won't go look for food. They won't do anything. They literally just
do that. Okay, but these people are feeding it.
Yeah.
That's what,
I mean, we'll see. Because, I guess it's not very common in captivity that an octopus has babies.
Right.
So, they're just going to have to see, because they brought the food to the octopus since they knew it wouldn't leave its eggs. And they have been feeding it, so they say it seems like it's doing okay right now.
Oh my god.
So it'll be interesting. Yeah.
Or maybe send me one so that my phone will show
you. Yeah. Get it on your algorithm.
Get it on my algorithm.
TikTok's so weird.
Like, don't say that or I'll look at BC
algorithm
for a week.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The algorithm's crazy.
Isn't it so insane?
Actually, it is, but like, it's so good. Sometimes. Sometimes not.
I feel like it's just not good in any way than it is as a thing.
But it's so good for my content viewing.
That is true. But I'm saying,
I mean, probably not.
Our mouths should not be recording everything we fucking say at all times.
Valid, but...
I've been thinking in my head about something.
I swear.
Don't even say it to nobody. Don't say it out loud. And then all of a sudden, there it is.
That ass.
Facebook wants me to buy it.
Literally.
I'm like, what? What?
It's good,
I never
bad.
Searched this. I never spoke it out loud.
I can read my thoughts.
We keep getting pregnancy test commercials on our TV. Like, we keep getting Clear Blue commercials, and I'm like, I think they're a little late.
Yeah,
already pregnant. Give it up. I don't need to buy Clear Blue. I promise.
Don't need to buy Clear Blue.
But they're trying.
Okay, so another thing, more traumatic than JoJo.
Oh no.
Was the trip that I took yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Jurassic safari boat riding in, I guess I can say where it was.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Because you drive by. I've never known it. But
I see it.
It's always there.
They're wrong.
How expensive was it? Like a ticket, you know?
Two adults and we had... $3 kids and $75.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yes.
This would be like $5 boat rides. How long is the boat ride?
10 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why it's 10 minutes. Because first of all, the boat literally goes 2 miles per hour.
Slow as fuck.
This place is pitch black.
Oh.
No fucking lights. Well, you get light, but it's dark as fuck. So you're in this boat and it goes through, and it's dark, and your boat will just stop periodically, and then they'll shine lights on things like dinosaurs with their animatronic. So one of the first things we see, how fucked up is this, because Effie and the other little one, they're both three, so they're the same age as toddlers, okay? They knew from the get-go. He's crying. This is his birthday. This is so fucked up. I'm glad you don't remember this.
So, that's their first memory. He's already done it. It's been like two minutes. He's done. Oh, he's crying. Effie has an open eyes. And she just keeps talking about how she don't want it because it's dark. Even Damon has said it, and he was even like, what is this? This is fucking sketchy. So then your boat just stops, and the first thing we see, this is so fucked up, the pterodactyl that flies above your head. is holding on to this thing dressed up like a baby. I have a baby here, and she's fucking terrified, and this pterodactyl's carrying off a small child.
That's the first thing you see.
We had to sit separately. So my mom's in front of me, and I'm like, Mom, what the fuck? And she looks up and she goes, okay, that's fucked up. That's wild. Okay, we go through, it's like, I don't know, it's dark. The whole time that we were in this fucking thing, all I kept thinking is how bad shit was going to happen if we somehow got stuck there. I don't fucking know, but I was like, no one liked it. It was literally the worst fucking 10 minutes ever.
Did the employees seem like they knew this was a ripoff? Were they just like friendly, like, okay guys, so let's go, this is great.
No.
Were they just friendly. not happy to be there?
The guy that sold us our tickets was like on his phone. He didn't even say, hey, what's up? He
just was he a teenager?
How many?
No, I'd say he was probably in his 20s at least.
I don't know, he was ugly. He was on his phone, and he was like, how many? And then we paid, and they don't say shit, just wait in line for your vote. There was other people doing it too. Wow, that place always kind of looks abandoned. It felt like such a ripoff. I was like, we couldn't stop talking about it.
Well, no, I was asking my mom, like, do you want to stand outside of the sign?
Yeah.
This place fucking sucks.
So it always just looked that kind of abandoned to me. Like, it looks run down anyway. But I knew a girl, okay, I worked with a girl at Marshall's. She was obsessed with dinosaurs. And I remember she got a guy to take her on a date to that place. And I swear, I could be wrong, but I thought after that, she had asked the guy to bring her back. Like, I think they went twice. Like, not in a row, but like...
We had already paid at this point, so we're getting on it. But we had to wait twice. And each time, a party of like 10 people got off, none of them looked happy.
They're all
really pissed. None of them were smiling. Children were crying. The adults looked mad.
That should have been your telltale.
Like, but then we had
you already bought your tickets.
So we were like, we're going to get on. And then the little kids still are like, oh, yeah, this is going to be so fun. Like, literally, before we went, my mom was like, I'll go buy all y'all a toy.
Like, I feel so bad.
Like no, before we do.
Oh, before.
She gave them a choice. She was like, we'll go buy toys for everybody.
Or, okay, we'll do the boat ride.
And of course, they're like, oh, no, we're doing the boat ride.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
We're
doing the boat ride.
Awful.
When we were done,
they
go, oh, we should
have
just
chose
the toy.
Oh. I'm bad. That's rough.
So he was just like, I was like, nobody knew, buddy.
Have you rode Jaws at Disney?
I don't know, but it's
a boat ride.
No, I don't think they had that.
I rode Jaws when... Oh, that's Universal. I think it's Universal Studios. No, it's Universal for sure.
But I've been to Universal
twice. Well, you should have the Jaws ride if you go. But I remember being scared when I was a little kid, but it's like a robot, you know, dinosaur chasing you. But, like, I feel like when I was a kid, I was scared, but, like, I was, like, sick.
Jaws is a shark.
Yeah, it's, oh, my God, I said dinosaur. Yes. Guys, I have pregnancy brain. Yeah, it's 1,000,000%
like,
a shark. I can't believe I said dinosaur.
Do you know Jaws is? Dude,
I just have a really bad pregnancy brain. But it's a shark. But it just made me think of that.
Should we talk about
Halloween? Oh. Okay, some days I do okay. In my defense, I tried to eat healthy this morning.
And she threw it up, so obviously the rejection.
The baby doesn't want that. Okay? I tried to have a fruit salad for breakfast this morning. Puked it up. Let me tell you. An orange? No. Yeah, my baby's like... Bitch, I don't want fucking fruit. I want a cinnamon roll. Dude, it was really gross because it was like, you know, the outside of a mandarin orange.
My baby will only eat cinnamon rolls.
Sorry. And before that was Chick-fil-A chicken biscuits. Oh, have you had their chicken since they switched it?
Well, I guess I have because I eat Chick-fil-A
a lot. Okay, you didn't notice?
Not yet, but I did see a video where people say it's tasty, but I've been...
When did they switch it? I believe it. I don't know, honestly.
Well, it's kind of been a minute.
Yeah, I would think.
No, I've been a bunch of times.
I want to say it's like been a month or so.
I haven't noticed yet.
I feel like their chicken has like a super distinct flavor. As long as that's still there, I'll be okay. No, I haven't. Because I really wore myself out on Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they never.
I was going to say, rarely ever.
Yeah. Because they don't fuck up your order. Almost never.
But they've definitely taken two coffees instead of one, and honestly I should just order two because I'm not shitting you. They're coffees just aren't good enough. I would say I should just order two because I end up drinking two coffees a day when I get there, and I order one and they get me two, and I don't say shit because you know what happens is you touch it, they have to throw it away. Right, they're not gonna get it, so gross. You give it to the person behind me, yeah, after they just saw it go in my window, like absolutely not, yeah, I hate when I see them try to do that, but they should not, they should not do that, they're not supposed to do that.
Anyways, but then I was like, that was it. God's chicken. I guess not. I haven't noticed yet. Okay, good. But when I do notice, it will turn me on. I'm gonna go check in with my parents and see what they like to do. And listen, it's like the chicken nuggets. It grosses me out. It just doesn't look right. It's slimy, or I think it looks okay, so I buy it and I cook it and it's rubbery or it's like has a weird texture. Aaron made chicken the other night and it was, I can't eat chicken like that.
Yeah, he's been like obsessed with baked chicken and I can't eat it. I need like fried chicken. But if I have to buy chicken and I get a weird piece, I'm the same. And then I probably will refrain from eating that specific chicken for a minute. Yeah, I feel that. So all I know is like, let me know. I do too. But then you can still always get like waffle fries and macaroni.
There should be a name for Chick-fil-A merch. Yeah, you do. Your hair is so cute. Seriously, the merch is good. We should be called something.
Oh, like they need like a fan name.
Yes, they need a fan name. I'll work on that and then I will sell Chick-fil-A. Get back to us. Here you go. If that's how I go out, honestly, that's good.
Okay, I've been seeing though where people have been sending Chick-fil-A their wedding invites and they send them back a box of merch. I'm gonna send them a baby shower invite. Yeah, you should have. I sent it to my sister. I told her to do it. I'm gonna send him a baby shower invite. Maybe I can get like a onesie or something or blanket. Cause I saw the couple they got like.
Maybe I'll just email them a picture of all my chickens. Oh my gosh. In like little cow costumes.
That's funny. That's cute. Yeah.
No, because then it's like more chickens.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat my chickens.
But they're dressed up as cows, so you won't eat them. That's cute. That's funny.
Chick-fil-A wants you to eat chicken. There are ways to eat more chicken than cows.
But then in the morning, they're bacon, but that's pigs. They wish Chick-fil-A had hamburgers because they knew it right. That's honestly true. But then a lot of people are saying that since they're, that would hurt their brand, I think, to their chicken, it might as well. Yeah, because they're like putting antibiotics now in their chicken. But I feel like it still doesn't taste like McDonald's, but it does kind of creep me out a little. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about you putting antibiotics in my chicken. You know? But like, it's God's chicken.
But you still eat McDonald's.
Yeah, no, I would. So it's not really like we're against that. It's not that we're against that, because I guess it's just the fact that that was your thing.
I'll just raise some meat. This is our new arrangement. Okay. Well, for now, this is our arrangement. And in the future, when we live on a family compound, because we will
be fine.
This is just going to be the arrangement. Maddie's just going to homestead now. So right now we're trading bread for eggs. But what I can do is I will go buy some chickens. That are just meat, that I won't name them, I won't give them treats, I won't let them free range, I will not interact with them, they will not be my pets. I will not kill them. But somebody else will. And then that can be our meat, and we'll know.
Yeah, that's not bad.
We'll know.
Well, no,
where they came
that.
From, they'll know what they're eating, it'll be safe, it'll be delicious.
But when they did it, this is always weird to me. The arrangement when my grandparents, they raised cattle and chicken for, like, beef and chicken. But their chickens, like, this is how they would do their weekends. Like, when they're going to eat their chickens for their meat, my papa and his friend would snap their necks, like, kill the chicken. And then my grandma and her friend would pluck and gut them and prepare them.
No.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, like, that's not my job, cook the chicken. I could not do that part. Like, I feel like my grandma and her friend did, like, the worst part of it. Like, I could not be me. I could not pluck them and prepare them.
I don't want
them.
Any part of it.
Like, that's gross.
I just want them.
I wonder if you could just, like, bring them to a butcher and let them do it all and then go pick up your meat.
I'm sure you can.
But then would that really save you that much money?
Not really.
You know? But if, I guess if it's not worth the money, it's just worth, like, peace of mind.
But you know what? My uncle used to be a butcher. Like, he knows how to do that.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, if we just have, like, a deal.
Right.
Where if I give them some.
Clean their house
and he or that's a great
yeah,
idea.
The meat.
Clean their house for free.
And yeah, time. You could give them stuff too.
And then he'll just chicken. My chickens for
yeah.
me.
I mean,
not my chickens, those chickens.
Right, yeah.
Those chickens.
Not your pets.
Not my pet chickens.
Because yeah, that I just couldn't do the like.
No, I'm about to fat me a rooster.
Like I'm oh yeah, but you don't want to eat it.
I'm gonna eat. No, you shouldn't eat roosters. Like people say their meat is like different. It's tough.
Right.
And it's like doesn't taste the same. I don't really know if that's true or not.
Right. You haven't tested it.
They don't put it in packaging.
Yeah, that's true. This is a rooster.
This came from a rooster.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but honestly, after all that shit that come through that chicken, probably not your chicken. There's like the Chinese restaurant down the road.
Yes.
And, I mean, we eat there.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys eat there too.
Yeah.
So, but he was asking, he was like, what is that chicken on a stick? And I was like, let me be honest, buddy, it's either chicken, like, we'll put that in there.
Right.
Or it's cat.
Oh,
he was like, what are you so serious?
Oh my gosh.
But honestly, like, this was a long time ago. I heard a story once of this Chinese restaurant somewhere, I don't know where, where they were like using roadkill.
Oh, yuck.
To like cook guts their like meat and stuff.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Okay, I don't know how true this is, but I dated a boy in middle school. His name started with a G. Okay, and one time, isn't that gross? Okay, anyways.
One
time we were in the, like, I was in the car with his parents. Oh my gosh. Okay, but it's weird to me because this boy thinks, like I was his first love, and I would never even consider him, like, a boyfriend. You know?
Like I said,
my ex-boyfriend, because, like, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, he was, like, my middle school boyfriend. But I wouldn't be like, this guy was my first love or anything like that. Like, we just dated and hung out a lot, but like
he really thinks
I was like his first love.
He's told me
that like as like in high school, and I was like, whoa, buddy, whoa. He wanted to, yeah, I was a little put off. I was a little taken back by that because I didn't realize that he like had felt that strongly. But I was in the car with his parents one time, and I remember they were telling us that one time they were eating at this Chinese restaurant and they like thought it tasted a little weird, but like it was good, like whatever. And then they found out later that apparently that Chinese place had gotten in trouble like for using cats. Like, I don't know how true that is, but like they said that.
No, but
like they told us that, and I was
like,
what?
In those places, they eat cats.
But I would never admit that I ate there. Like, I would never tell people that story. I would never admit it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I would never admit it. Mine,
yeah. Yeah, like, they said.
But those so I was telling somebody to eat that place that has the green corn dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, well, they went there.
Uh-huh.
And they texted me, and they're like, oh, which one should I, which Korean corn dog should I get? Because they're fire. It's just like a cheese
right.
that's deep fried
like
in corn dog.
Mm.
Like, yes. Anyways.
Yeah.
But then they have some that they put the sausage in.
Yes.
And I was like, I was like, honestly, dude, the sausage is giving Vienna.
Yeah.
And it's like, I couldn't even try it when I got home. Like, because the last time
I
they didn't have it, so I got the half and half. So I ate the part half with cheese.
Yeah.
And then when I got down to the sausage, I literally could not force myself to eat it.
It was like pink. It's like a pink Vienna sausage.
It looked like a Vienna sausage.
My sister's boyfriend ate one.
And he was like, it was good.
But he also was like, I mean, I like it, but I like Vienna sausages. And I was like, that's a no for me.
Okay, but we used to eat Vienna sausages when we were kids.
Because we don't fucking know. I didn't know.
I don't think I could ever.
The fact that my grandma let me eat that, I'm like, I barely let Levi eat a hot dog. And you were feeding me Vienna sausages. She's like, you like them.
I don't care. Vienna
sausage. That is so gross.
It reminds me of baby food when we go to a restaurant. He orders steak off the adult menu.
Yeah, right. The Vienna sausage.
He would literally be so disgusted if I offered that to him as a meal.
But yeah, I can't try that because it's disgusting. I couldn't either. I couldn't even take one bite.
But the other half is good.
Yeah, honestly, I could go for one right now. Like a cheese one. Apparently, the Asian market across the street from there does have them sometimes. No, I didn't.
Oh.
I should have, but we were going to do something. I forgot. We were in a hurry.
Maybe we should get some when we take a trip. Oh, yes. We're taking a trip.
A mom trip. Mother's Day weekend.
We're taking a trip.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I've already scoped it out.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday. And they have their own parking, right?
Yeah, and it's really close. Like, we can walk.
Like, I know you'll be pregnant. Right, it'll be fine.
And if we don't want to go, I don't think it'd be hard for us to order food.
Have Dash Pass.
Yeah, it's right there, so I don't think if we wanted to order something, I think it would take a long time.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. I'm so excited. And even just, like, I'm going to have to get a swimsuit. I'm so excited to swim.
But some of those rooms are like a river.
Oh.
I didn't look because I didn't realize what place it was.
Like that we could have our riverfront room, so yes. I don't know if we got one or not. I can't remember. But that's going to be so fun. And we're going to record the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to record the podcast.
I'm excited too. And I just literally have never, ever, ever, ever had a night alone since being home.
Two nights? Literally. Yeah, well, two nights.
I've never.
What do you think, Aaron will make it?
Well, Austin's only going to do one night.
Because he works on Saturday, so my mom's going to watch the kids the first night, and then when he gets home, he's going to keep the kids the other night. So I think the first night he'll be fine, and the second I think he'll be fine. My kids just go to bed now. Like, I bet that Aaron has been too now that Levi doesn't nurse to sleep, so I think he'll just probably let him sleep with him, and he'll be fine. Yeah, they're really, why are kids so good for their dads?
Honestly, I was thinking when you asked me about it, I was like, let's just talk about how annoying men are today.
We're like men haters on this podcast. I feel like we do.
But no, but I was like, this morning, I think she wanted a honey bun, hold on Sam, what else? I wanted to get out of here so bad, so appropriate. He hasn't said a word. So can we say, Sam, and put her honey bun in a bowl instead of a napkin. So she started losing her mind, and Austin was in the dishes and he turned around. He turned around, he goes, is this how you act like a bun for your mom? And she was like, no. And I was like, yes.
Oh, I hit pause and now it's not. Oh, is it back? Okay, just kidding. I think I'm back.
No, I'm not.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to get back.
Okay.
I hit pause.
Okay. I can't see it. My dog jumped on her laptop and like he messed this up.
Stopped it, but I don't know if I'm recording, but I think I am.
Okay. Well,
in the back.
Anyways, no, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Now
we'll just wrap that up today. So thanks for joining us, and we love you. Okay, wait.
I think I'm back, but I can't see it. I can't see it, but my
dog jumped on her laptop and he stopped it.
But I don't know if I'm recording, but I think I am.
Okay.
So,
well.
We'll see.
Anyways,
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I think we'll wrap it up.
We'll just wrap that up today. So okay. Thanks for joining us.
Love you.
Love you and goodbye.
Bye.